hopefully your Redeemer.
Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. We are in our series on the Holy Spirit, and our part one was to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you have to be empty of the flesh. And the more you are emptied of the flesh, the more He can fill you with the Spirit. That is a great thing, to just be emptied of the flesh. Try to get the flesh out of your life and be filled with the Spirit. Secondly, we were talking about the issue of counting your blessings. We was on Memorial Day weekend, and we wanted you to remember your past victories and to celebrate them. I gave you out a whole sheet to look at all of these issues that and mark the ones that you had gotten victory over in the past, ones that you have never had problems with. And I had so many people come back and say that was a great time of just realizing, I don't have a problem with that sin. sin, never did. Praise God. And I haven't had that problem for 10 years. Praise God. And I haven't had that one for 3 months. Praise God. Haven't had that one for 3 weeks. Is that right? Praise God. I think we should rejoice and celebrate and remember our victories. Last Sunday, I preached on being filled with the Spirit, being empowered by the Spirit. I used John 14, 15, and 16. If you've not read John 14, 15, and 16, these verses are just great there on exactly what the Holy Spirit does, what the Holy Spirit, who He is. And it's so important to realize that the world, our verse there, the world cannot know Him, but we know Him. I love that. He not only is with us, He's in us. And I trust you experience that. If you've not read John 14, 15, and 16, read that this week for the empowering qualities of the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to guide us, to lead us, to give us peace. It's just wonderful, wonderful to bring things to our remembrance. Today, we're on being thankful. It says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always in all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the back of your bulletin, there's a place to take some notes. We have given today a lot of music, a lot of singing, and I think we should praise God and be thankful. Amen? And taking communion, it's been great. Wayne's song was great. His story, amen? You know, we could just quit and go home right now. But I'm not going to do that. But you can take notes here. Please take some notes here. And the scriptures that I'm going to show you here in a minute, I only have about 10, 15 minutes here, maybe 20 or 30. I'm not going to get over all that I have, but it is wonderful to be thankful unto the Lord. And it says here in our text that we are to give thanks for everything, to be filled with the Spirit in verse 18. It just says, don't be intoxicated with wine. Be intoxicated with the Spirit, Him controlling you, saturating you. And his first point was in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I'm going to preach two sermons on that. I wanted to hit the one on Thanksgiving first because it's got to be inside of us before it can come out of us. We got to be thankful people and say, thank you, Jesus. And turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. A great verse. Hebrews 13, verse 15. It is important to be filled with the Spirit, and we have truth believed and experienced keeps us being thankful. I want you to read that. It's going to be on every slide. Truth believed and experienced. I believe it. It gives me peace, okay? Experience it. It works in my neighbor's life. Experience it. Keeps me being thankful. Thank you. Thank you. When He answers prayer, thank you. We should be saying thank you to God 100 times a day. We should just be thankful, thankful people. And to do that, the question is, to whom are we to be thankful? It's always to God in verse 20. He's the giver of good. He is the giver. God's the giver. Hebrews 13, 15. I want you to look that up and be ready for it. In James 1, 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from where? Above. And cometh down from the Father of lights. It's wonderful. Hebrews 13, 15, it says, by Him, Jesus, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. This is, here it is, the fruit of our lips giving what? Thanks to His name. And His name is who He is and what He's done. Just giving thanks to Him and to realize, thank you. I put this slide up here, I'm thankful for. I hope you read it during communion. Kids, what are you thankful for? You know, it says, therefore, the shoes we have. We are not too thankful for our shoes except when our feet hurt. Some of you have some corrective shoes and your feet don't hurt. Isn't it wonderful to have good shoes, huh? We're not thankful. We always gripe and complain because we don't have the prettiest or the flashiest or the most colorful or the biggest name. We need to be thankful. You need to be thankful to your parents what they give you. You want me to say it again? That's a good. Be thankful. We're not thankful. We're always wanting more, and we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful for our homes. We need to be thankful for our friends. We need to be thankful for our job. We need to be thankful for our church. Is that right? And we need to be thankful for our parents and our grandparents, our brothers and our sisters. What do you think about that, kids? You know, yuck. You know, no. We're to be thankful. We live in a land where we should be kissing the ground. When we got back from Mexico on the two trips we took there as a church, we took 35 people a couple years ago. When we got back to America, we kissed the ground. Said, thank you, God. Because that's wow. When you're in a third world country and you come back here, you realize what you have. And I think the teenagers, it helped them so much to go on a missions trip, especially out of the country to a third world country. Teenagers realize that, wow, this is something else. We should thank God for the water we have, you know. We should thank God that we have toilets that flush. And we should thank God that, wow, we have bricks. We made blocks down there and we put them together. They told me that a lot of them fell apart when we left because they just weren't made well. Aren't you glad we have stuff that's made well and you can build a building like this and it stays together? We don't realize to be thankful. Children, be thankful. I want you to go home and be thankful for your mom and dad. Every child, every teenager. Thank you. You have a meal on the table. You have a meal provided. We have so much. And where we gripe and complain all too much. And that is being thankful. We're to thankful to God. And we are to be thankful to Him for everything. Because truth believed and experienced keeps us thankful. And it's wonderful to be thankful there. Why are we thankful? I'm going to go real quick here. Why are we thankful? We are thankful because we have spiritual truth. We have spiritual truth in these verses here. I'm not going to take time to read them. Chapter 1 of Ephesians, 2 of Ephesians, 3 of Ephesians, 4 of Ephesians, 5 of Ephesians. We have a Savior that died for us. We have a Holy Spirit. We have truth in it that guides us every day. And it's wonderful to grasp this and say, thank you. We were chosen from the foundation of the world. We have grace. We have the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us. And we need to know that we're sealed all the way to the day of redemption. And it's wonderful to have this. Truth. Once we have truth and we believe it and we put it to practice in our life to give us peace, we are thankful people. Secondly, we're thankful people because of spiritual fruit. Isn't it wonderful that the fruit of the Spirit flows out of us? Huh? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. The fruit of the Spirit just flows out of us. When we experience that, when we realize it's flowing, that's God coming out of me. And it's wonderful. And we say, thank you. I could be hateful and obnoxious and complaining and griping, but no, the fruit of the Spirit's flowing out of me. That's God flowing out of me. And thirdly, we have spiritual gifts. We have spiritual gifts. And they're told in Romans chapter 12 that God uses us for preaching, for ministry, for teaching, for exhorting, for giving, for ruling, for showing mercy. That when God uses you and you realize I get to minister to this person. The kids had a big car wash here yesterday. And a man, a couple of them pulled in from off the street and we got to talk to a young man. He says he's going to come to church. Amen. We got to minister. I got to sit and talk to him for 5 minutes. And he got, wow. You know, thank you, God, for me being able to pray for this man, for me being able to encourage this man, for me to be able to share Jesus with this man. We are thankful because of truth, because of the fruit, because of the gifts flowing through us to people from God. Thank you. Huh? Thank you. Why? should we give thanks to God? When should we give thanks to God? This is a heavy one. I have these verses. Y'all need to rewrite these all down. These are great verses. We need to be thankful to God after God has blessed us. Huh? After God has blessed us, it's easier to say, thank you, God. You brought me through that, and it was wonderful. I didn't have to suffer for it. You preserved me. God helped me, and He helps you. And you're thankful for that. It's easier there. I got one of them in Exodus 15, where Moses and the children of Israel came out of Egypt and came through the Red Sea, and they praised God and sang and rejoiced. I have the other one in Job chapter 1, verse 21. It says, the Lord giveth, and the Lord what? Takes away. It's hard to praise God. It was afterwards, but he lost his whole family. He lost everything. And he said, the Lord gave it, and the Lord has the right to take it away. Blessed be what? His holy name. That's hard. And then before you're anticipating, you're expecting blessings, you know that God is the giver, and you're looking at life, you're looking at your day, and you say, God, thank you for today. I know you're going to be with me and you're going to guide me. And you're before. Sometimes that's harder because you might have a tough day. God, help me with this meeting. God, help me as I talk to this family member. God, help me. Help me as I learn this machine or do this new program. God, help me. The last one is the toughest. Jonah was in the belly of the fish at the bottom of the ocean. Seaweed all around him, and he prayed to God. Is that right? You got to read it. Jonah chapter 2. He's in the belly of the fish and he's praising God and he's worshiping, and he's sat there and he can't see anything. He's pitch black and he says, my Redeemer lives, and one day I'm going to stand before him. And he says, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I'm at, but I do know I'm alive. I don't know if I'm a dream or whatever, but I know that my Redeemer lives, and one day I'm going to stand with him and I'm going to praise him, and I'm in the middle of this place and I don't have a clue what's going on, and it's terrible. Ever been there? Also in Acts chapter 16, they're in jail. They've been put in jail for preaching the gospel. And they're in jail. They're in stocks. They're in the inner prison. It's a mess. It's terrible. Unhealthy. Rats. It's terrible. What are they doing? Singing. Would you be singing in jail? Huh? Singing. They worshiping God. They're thankful. They're thankful people. Paul and Silas were praising God and thinking in the midst of just terrible situations, unfair. So many times we might be sitting there saying, well, this is unfair. You know, this is not the way it's supposed to be. I shouldn't be here. Having pity parties and bitter and negative and complaining and griping, and I don't deserve this. Or you can be thankful. You can have gratitude, your attitude. You can not be griping and complaining. You can just say, God, you're the one that helped me, and I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to be appreciative, beholden, indebted. That's a big statement. I'm indebted. I'm going to thank you because you're with me. And it's so important that, wow, even in the midst of this thing, I can say, thank you, Jesus, because you're the one that helps me do this. And it's wonderful to grasp this and say, God, I'm going to be thankful. Are you a thankful person? Are you thankful? Are you known as being thankful? Do you walk through your day griping and complaining, or are you thankful? Do you get bitter and have pity parties all the time, unfair, or are you thankful? Are you trying to see God in events and understanding. I don't like it. I don't understand it like Jonah. But all as know as I know is my Redeemer lives, and I'm going to stand before Him one day, and He's my God. And Paul and Silas in jail, not knowing what's going on, thinking they're going to die, but they know that God's with them. Like Daniel was with God. God was with Daniel in the lion's den, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. They said, "We do not know whether God will save us from the fire or through the fire. All we know is my God's alive." And in the midst of this trial, in this midst of this struggle, this trouble, this tribulation, I'm going to trust Him. And I'm going to be thankful. We are to be thankful people. The Holy Spirit flowing out of us, being filled with the Holy Spirit, is being thankful. One of the great signs of a mature Christian is that he's thankful or she's thankful. And she's sitting there saying, I'm going to have a thankful heart. Not because everything's going great. It's because I got a great God, and He loves me, and He knows me, and I know Him, and I'm going to trust Him, and He's going to take care of me. And if I die, I just go to be with Him, but I'm going to trust Him no matter what. No matter what. And I'm going to be thankful. I want you to be thankful this week. That doesn't mean everything's going good. That means you got a good God. And He's at work in your life. Romans 8:28. He is. Thus, I'm going to be thankful. And thankfulness helps all the people around you. Griping and complaining just pulls everybody down. Is that right? At work, no matter what you're doing. Griping and complaining. At school, with children playing, with the responsibilities, chores, you can gripe and complain, or you can be thankful. I want you children, I want you to be thankful for your meal today, your bed, your shoes, your life, your parents. I don't think teenagers are appreciative and thankful enough to their parents. Amen. Only one amen. It is very important. We need to be thankful for our parents, you know, and our age. We need to be thankful for our country, thankful for our job. You should just have 100 things you're thankful for. And you thank you, Jesus, most of all for saving my sinful soul. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I trust you're being challenged to be thankful. Simple. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you're in the midst of terrible sickness or disease or diagnosis, financial problems, whatever. You can still be thankful. God is not finished with you yet, and He's still conforming you to His image. I can be thankful. Kids, be thankful. Teenagers, be thankful. I want you to talk to your parents and your brothers and sisters and your friends. Tell them how thankful you are. Think of, write down all the things you're thankful for. If you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You need to know Jesus, because to know Him is to be thankful. We don't deserve it. We deserve hell. He forgives our sins. He lives in us. He loves us. He's alive for us, with us, in us. It's exciting as the Bible comes alive. It's exciting. Preacher, I don't know that. Pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me, preacher. Can I pray for you? I will not embarrass you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I pray with you? Just slip your hand up. I'll pray with you. Side wings, balcony, main floor. I pray for you. I will not embarrass you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Pray for you, bud. Christians, be thankful. Thankful. You should be known as a thankful person. It just flows out of your mouth. It just flows out of your life. Man, Jesus has done everything for us. Why shouldn't we be thankful? He's got it all planned out from the foundation of the world. I can be thankful. I don't know what's going on, but I can trust Him, so I can be thankful. If Jonah can be thankful, and Paul and Silas can be thankful, I can be thankful. Lord Jesus, make us thankful people. In Jesus' name, amen.